Hello and welcome everyone. Hello and welcome everyone to the A to Z Positive Male Response Radio Show. I'm your host, Ashley Johnson, and today we're going to be talking about ways in which to maximize the young male experience in school in order to promote educational success. So today, the name of the show is A Tailored Fit. I'm going to bring on the first caller. Caller, if you could please introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Itumeleng Shadrake, but I go by Tumi. And I am a social worker and a part-time therapist, and I used to be a teacher.
Okay. Welcome on the call, Tumi. I'm going to introduce the next person. Caller, if you could introduce yourself and say a little bit about yourself.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me. My name is Demetrius Edwards. I'm a recent graduate of North Carolina Central University. My undergrad is biology, minor in chemistry, my master's in public administration. Right now, I currently work for the federal government and also mentor young African-American males as well.
All right. Welcome on the call, caller, and I'm going to introduce one more caller on. Caller, can you state your name and tell a little bit about yourself?
Yes, my name is Dozora Wall, brand name Miss Worth It. I am the president of Justice from A to Zaius Incorporated and the new author of The Darkness of the Aftermath Transformed to Light. I work with women and young people, and I am delighted to be a guest on your show, Ms. Johnson.
All right. Welcome, everyone. So today I kind of wanted to talk about the young male experience, basically while they're in school and what we can do and maybe some of the things that they can do as well to kind of contribute to their success as they're going through school. So Itumeleng, for you or Tumi, for being a former educator, I wanted to start with asking the question of whether or not you believed the media or images that we see in the media kind of influence the perception of young males while they are in school?
I would say absolutely. I think that we get a lot of images that are constantly thrown at us through different forms of media, as well as through music and just different influences, and whatever is was consistently shown to us as images of ourselves is typically what we see ourselves as. So if you are a student or if you're anybody and you're constantly seeing these images presented to you, then that's kind of how you're going to see yourself.
Okay. And Demetrius, as being a black male who went through school, you know, middle school and high school, did you believe that the media influenced the way that you were treated while you were in school?
Yes. Well, social media wasn't that popular then, so all the news coverage I received were from the news. And so definitely I received that it was biased because you only received one side of the story. You didn't hear the full story, or you hear snippets or what really actually happened. I think every time I turn on the news, it's always something negative, nothing, anything positive. The only time I've seen something positive was Black History Month. So it definitely has a negative effect, because if I'm constantly getting reinforced that, hey, I'm worth nothing and the only thing that I'm good for is playing a sport, or the other negativity things that I see, if one another killing each other on the news, that's the only thing I want to think that is, you know, what I'm here to do.
Okay. All right. And I definitely agree with both of those as well, because of the way that the media kind of portrays males. Elijah Cummings, which is one of our representatives here in the state of Maryland, he made a very powerful statement one day that basically he asked the question of, after the Freddie Gray incident that happened here in Baltimore, he asked the question of, you saw Freddie Gray once he passed away, but did you see him while he was living? And basically asking the question of whether or not individuals tried to help or portray a positive light of young males or black males that are in the media. Ms. Worth It, do you have any words about this?
I do, Ms. Johnson. Well, I do think that the media impacts us, but I also believe in a quote that came from Albert Einstein. Man must cease attributing his problems to his environment and learn again to exercise his will, his personal responsibility. And I say that because I throw it back to the household, back to the family. We have to start in our household. It doesn't matter whether it's a two-parent household, one parent, whoever, grandma, whatever. We have to start in our parent, impacting our young people in with their mindset. We have to stop worrying about all the outward appearance and start worrying, concerning ourselves and dealing with the mind and the heart of our youth. And if we can do that, we can counteract what the media is doing. Another factor is when my boys and my daughter were growing up, when it came to music and social media came in when they were teenagers, but when it came to music, and television, I would not just allow them to watch anything and listen to anything. And even when it came to rap, when Zayas used to be like, "Oh my, I want to listen to this," and I would sit and I'm like, "Okay, let's hear it." And when he finished listening to it, we have to sit and talk about the lyrics to that song. How did they impact him? Why are they positive? What can this help you do? So we as parents, as a village, have to start inputting into our young people so that we don't sit back and say the media, music, television is what's leading our children. We have to become more powerful and understand that when we don't take responsibility for our actions, then we give up our power to make change.
Absolutely. And that is, those are very good points as far as sitting down and speaking with the children about what they've seen and what they've heard and the perceptions that are, you know, put about with music and different social medias and things of that nature. It's important to have a conversation and point out that it is okay to listen to those things but not be so easily influenced. Entertainment is put out there just for that purpose. There is one more caller on the line. I'm going to introduce them in. Hello, caller. Can you state your name and say a little bit about yourself?
Good morning. This is Cece. How's everybody?
Good morning, Cece.
All right.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
All right, so we were just talking a little bit about the addressing ways in which to maximize young male experience while in school and promote educational success. And so we went over a little bit about media influences as far as the perception of young males and young black males as well. Do you have any words about that?
Yeah, well, I was listening to your conversation, and one of the things I'd like to add on what you were saying is not only just having a conversation about the lyrics can give you insight as to how your child is thinking or feeling about whatever they're listening to, it also can give you a positive throughway to be able to see what they have going on, you know, what some of the things they're facing and how you can help them better address those areas, because a lot of times they're under a lot of pressures that as parents we might not be aware of, but that we can give them just as this show details a positive response, a positive insight as to how they can, you know, handle and best deal with some of the things that they're encountering through those avenues.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And so in speaking to some of the things or some of the influences that the children may be going through that we may not be aware of, there are some obstacles that face young males in reference to how well or, you know, how successful they are in pursuing their academics. They may be facing social pressures. I know a lot of children who are intelligent sometimes choose to hide that because they get, you know, picked on by other children that are in the school. And also you aren't aware sometimes from one side or the other about any family issues or any issues at home that may be influencing these young males. So as an educator, did you ever encounter where a child had social pressures or family issues that kind of impacted their success while they were in school?
I would say yes. I think that if you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the basic needs need to be met for anybody to be able to progress higher on the pyramid, basically. So if a person is focused on what meal they're going to have next or you know, if someone in their family is dying or anything like that, then it makes it very difficult for them to focus on their education. And, you know, it just, the different pieces, I think, that influence any child at any given point, especially as they go into the world at school and then they're doing after-school programs or sports or, you know, just kind of considering their future. And there's so many more people that are influencing and impacting that child. It just becomes more difficult to pinpoint exactly where the influences are coming from. But I think ultimately it's just almost a flood of just different views, opinions, and then just trying to work through those different influences.
Okay. Awesome. Does anyone else want to speak to any obstacles? I know Demetrius is a young adult black male who's been through the educational process. Were there any social pressures or any issues that you may have faced that may have impacted how you went about your education? We may have lost Demetrius Edwards.
Sorry. It was on mute. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Oh, no. It's quite all right. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So definitely growing up in poverty, growing up, you know, low income class, and mom working multiple jobs for three kids on her own. So, you know, my environment did a lot to me. It taught me you have to go get it. No one is going to give you anything. And also it brought me up as a man of faith as well. So my circumstances was a lot different and a lot similar to my colleagues at the same time, but I knew that I couldn't go home because home might not be there, or my home was a similar situation that I see on TV, not to do the cliche, but I just didn't want to be another statistic out there.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Wertha, do you have any opinions about social pressures or anything that may impact the young male experience or, you know, impact their way in which they receive their education or going through school?
Yes. I mean, there is a lot of pressures, especially in the academic field when kids are at school, because then they're away from home, and then parents have to then rely on teachers and administrators to be able to input a positive impact into their lives. Now, I'm not putting it all on the teachers and things like that, but when I say it takes a village, it really does, because from the home, you have to do your part, and then when they're going out into society and going to school, you're hoping and expecting for those people to be that positive impact, because you're going to have those other social things that are going on amongst them with other groups, i.e. gangs and, you know, different type of things, drugs, invading, sex, and all of this going on. But we still have to push forward as a team. We have to become a team because I remember when I was in school, you know, I had friends that was involved in a whole lot of foolishness, because what's going on today is not new. It's just at another magnitude, because as the world continues, we get more and more people. So now it's just a little bit bigger, and it's a little bit more publicized, because we have
Absolutely.
Social media, we have so much that can be seen now. But this same stuff was going on back in the day. And I know that what my parents was inputting in me, and my mother and my stepfather, and then my real father and my stepmother, the things that they input in me, I would tell my friends no, because they'll literally kill me if I get involved in this. And, you know, they had no fear in their parents. And that's one of the things that we have to take back from the world. We have to take back the fear of respect and make our children respect us with a fear and a reverence like we do unto God. Because if they don't, then, yeah, they're apt to take into anything. If they're friends, because you got to remember, that family, you're the family at home, but when they leave there, their friends, their peers, they become another family. And so if they input and they don't have the fear of their parents, and I don't mean fear of being harmed, but reverence into their parents' respect. I cared about how that made my parents look. If I got caught doing the wrong thing, how would that affect them? Not only did I believe my mother would literally put something on me and she was not going to be playing with me, but I also respect and wanted to honor her. I didn't want my mother, people to say, you know, your daughter is now caught up in drugs and how that looks on my family. So we have to remember that, and that's what we have to start putting into our young people. And I believe today in society we're so caught up from home to school, we're so caught up in more of the outward instead of dealing with the inward. And I say this, and I'm going to keep saying this a lot. that before we start talking to a young person about what they're wearing and what their, you know, their pants hanging down or the girl's clothes too high or whether they have tattoos, which I do have them, we need to start befriending them and try to get into their mind and their heart and see what's going on. Because if we can help them change their mindset, then guess what? They're going to change their outer appearance all by themselves. So as teachers in the school system, and I worked in the school system before, we have to be able to find a way to interact with these young people and be able to allow them to have someone that they can trust and confide in. And so you will have that ability to say, look, I know there's pressure out there, you know, blah, 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 but you're headed in this direction, and you got to be a leader to pull them. A lot of times I find with my nieces and nephews, teachers are saying to them, look, you're a good kid, and you can't be hanging out with a bad kid. And the problem is you don't need to downplay the other child either. You need to encourage the one you're talking to lead and hopefully pull them in today? To follow as well, if that makes any
Daddy,
sense.
Do you want to follow?
Yes. That does. That makes perfect sense. And those obstacles and everything that you just spoke about, they can have a big impact on students and the way, you know, that their success is going in school. And so being able to get on a personal level with those students and really address them outside of all the social media and the social influence and what they're wearing and the latest trend, the latest purse, the latest tennis shoes, I know those are big. We have to be able to actually get down with those students and talk about their future plans and their impact and what they would like to get out of their future in reference to them being in school. So, Demetrius, as a male that was going through school, how did you learn about continuing your education and how to pursue different career opportunities, you know, amidst everybody, you know, all the social influences and the social pressures? How did you continue your education and just pursue career opportunities that interest you?
First and foremost, I had a strong family unit that definitely has a strong influence in my life. Secondly, I was fortunate. I was blessed to have great mentors in my life that's always been there for me. At a drop of a dime, I can call them and they can give me some great advice. But secondly, just knowing the career I want to go into and just doing the research to get there. I knew I wanted to work for the federal government. I just needed to connect the dots and prepare me educational-wise to be even invited to the table to be considered for the position I'm in now. So I just mentorships, my family, and just not listen to the negativity that's around it. Individuals say, hey, you shouldn't go back to school or don't worry about it. You know, you'll be fine with just your undergraduate degree. So just understanding that it's more to it than just the negativity people are going to try to throw my way.
Okay. And did you have, like you said, you had mentors, so that those were the people that were involved very early on in your life, or did you find them as you were going through school, like in your teachers or coaches? Or
I found them also like in coaches and my best friend, Dad, is basically a deacon in the church, and he's been like a dad to me. I call him Pops. He's definitely been influential in my life as well, definitely laying hands on me and praying for me as well. And also certain professors I still have a current relationship to this day. They can call me, ask me to come speak to a class, and I go do a drop of a hat. So just having those relationships built over time.
Okay.
Ms. Johnson.
Yes.
Ms. Johnson, I just want to interject. And see, that young man, that's what I'm talking about. You see, he named several people. And I'm sure coming from the strong familyhood he had, his mother and his possible father, they had an impact in that. They made sure that their young son had these type of people around them. And that's what we have to do. That's what I did. I made sure that I got to know the coaches and I knew the teachers. And so they didn't have to, you know, send them to the office. They just called me if there was a problem. Mm-hmm. But there was a point where they didn't have to call me, because getting to know them, the coaches, I'm talking about from recreation on through high school, getting to know these type of people and making sure that I put these type of people in place for my children, that if they didn't, if they couldn't get me, they can handle the situation. Or if my children couldn't talk to me for whatever reason, you always have to have another outlet for your kids. You cannot always make it about you and just your children, because you can't be there 24/7. So this young man, Demetrius, his parents did a great job. He had great people surrounding him. And that's what we have to put back into our young people, so that when they are out there in society and they are encountered by the negative, they know how to still be positive young men.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Actually, it was just my mom. I have a mom and two older sisters. I'm the youngest. And so
okay.
my mom, my two sisters, definitely that's who it was right there.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. And in terms of basically building a support system around these children, I feel that children, they spend a lot of time, and a good majority of time, away from the homes, and they spend a lot of time in school. And so being that you were you're a former teacher, are there some ways the schools can impact these students and prepare them for different interests, or, you know, different college aspirations, or even prepare to go out in the world and face some of these social pressures and some of the family issues that they may be dealing with?
Ms. Johnson.
I think that a lot of it has to do with the amount that a teacher or the school is exposing children to you. Like, if you're just limiting the options that they have available to them, and you're not allowing them to see different people, especially of different cultures and different backgrounds, in leadership roles and in very high positions, if you're not exposing them to those options, then as a school and as teachers, you're limiting where their vision is. And if they don't have people at home, because I know in an ideal situation you do have a mom that's there, or you have family that's there to support and stuff like that, but that's not every child, and that's not every situation for everyone. And so you kind of have to, in the education system or just even in your interactions with young people, just expose them as much as you can to different things, especially providing them with accurate information. I know one thing that I experienced a lot is how certain professions are glamorized, and it's almost like kids are looking at certain positions, and, you know, whether it's sports or music or very specific roles, because they're more glamorized within the community. And so providing them with accurate information, like, yes, absolutely, this person is making a lot of money, or this athlete is doing great things, but how much is his attorney making? How much is his accountant making? How much are these different people, what are they doing as well? And just kind of giving them an accurate picture of what's out there and what their options are.
Absolutely. And Demetrius, did you have something to go along with that?
Yes, I completely agree. I work after school part-time with the YMCA, so I'm actually working at an elementary school, and I actually do after school care for grades 1 through 5, and that's exactly what we do, especially me. I broaden their horizon. I told them that, hey, you don't have to play sports. You don't have to do this. You know, I showed them different avenues, and we have iPads. And so one of the times we did were they got in their group, and they thought about what school or what career they wanted to get into potentially. And so I had them research the school they thought about going to, look at the SAT scores, how much it costs, look at scholarships, look at various programs, how much it costs, what kind of grade point average, you know, things like that, so they can get a general idea on what it takes to get to the next level, get past looking, don't look just at middle school and high school, think about the broad picture. And also I tell all my students that decision that you make today affects you long term. They didn't understand that, but now I'm constantly, you know, grinding that into their mind. And also we work on public speaking skills as well. They're not allowed to use the word like and hum when they're presenting as well. And so before I started the program, they didn't do presentations and public speaking. But since I've, you know, come there and I've incorporated my skill sets, once a week they're presenting grades 1 through 5.
Okay. And that is wonderful. And to speak on what you and Toomey both said, with children, you know, you may see the rap star, or you may see the NFL player, but you don't really know what goes into finding that NFL player. There are scouts who works for that NFL player. There are agents who are on their side that, you know, go up for it and, you know, go back and forth with people about their contracts. There are doctors who are on the sideline making sure that these players are okay while they're playing, and they all still encompass, you know, something that the children may love as far as, you know, the NFL and being in sports. But there are different ways to get into being a part of the NFL, and, you know, different career choices that they can make that just doesn't center around being that famous person or the most exposed person in that realm. So, Ms. Wertha, do you have any final words about black males? Yes. And different career choices and different options and just getting them exposed to different things?
Yes, Ms. Johnson, and just to piggyback on what was just said, one of the things that, as a woman of God, that I like to input into young people is find out what your gift is, even as young as, you know, 4 or 5 years old. I'm talking to, and my daughter, we talk to her daughter, who is 5 years old, and teach her that, you know, it's more than just being a famous person or just being in the spotlight. You have to also use the gift that is given to you and, you know, then fall on that and understand that anything that you do, but you do out of love and wholeheartedly desire to do it and you have a passion to do it, that is magnificent. You cannot let these kids feel like they have to be in front of a TV camera in order to be successful. Success is not determined by the amount of money you make, by the amount of power you have, by the titles or tags that you wear. But success is by you inputting whatever your gift is, that you're doing it to the extreme to glorify God. And when you do that, there's so many other blessings that come upon them. And so for the young male, and I know that we're running out of time, for the young male, if you're listening, and parents, if you're listening, I want to encourage you that it begins with dealing with your child, your son, dealing with him, his personality, his character, and teaching him the importance of making positive decisions no matter where they are that's going to benefit him and also be good for other people. Let's take them out of the self-centeredness and let's make our children more selfless, that as they walk in positivity, they impact other people. And if they walk in negativity, that impacts the other people that they are around as well. Thank you so much, Ms. Johnson.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to Tumi for joining in and putting in valuable input. Demetrius Edwards, thank you for being a part of this radio show. Ms. Wertha, greatly appreciated that you came on the show to share your opinions. Everyone, this show has been presented to you by Justice from A to Zaius. Please do visit our website at www.a2zaus, that's A, the number 2, and ZAUS.com to see how you can be a part of the organization and to positively impact young males as they move through life. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
And Ms. Johnson, also, I just want to say thank you to Cece. I think she had to get off the line, but that was your other guest, Ms. Chelsea Carr, and she is the executive administrator for the organization Justice from A to Zaius. Thank you for a show that was very good, addressing the ways in which to maximize the young male experience in school and to promote educational success. We need this for our young males. So, as Ms. Johnson, as you are in Baltimore, and your guests are in different areas, and I'm in New Orleans, we have to understand that this is important that we start to impact. And I want to encourage those who are guests, those who are listening, please join us in this campaign, not just for a moment, but for a lifetime, in making positive males, turning our males into positivity in every aspect of their life, because it is important that we impact our young males so that they can be our leaders for tomorrow. So please join us in this campaign of the Positive Male Response Movement.
Yes. Thank you so much, everybody, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.